When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Mark Hewitt with us. DBA is a true crime author who travels the world in his quest for intriguing, unanswered questions and enduring mysteries. Mark earned his master's degrees from Calvin Theological Seminary and the University of Phoenix, and a doctorate from California Coast University. With California inmate Guillermo E. Mendez, he is the co-author of Charles Manson Behind Bars and the first Manson book, From the Inside. He wrote the critically acclaimed Zodiac serial killer trilogy, Hunted, The Zodiac Murders, Profiled, The Zodiac Examined, and Exposed, The Zodiac Revealed, which we are talking about tonight. Mark, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
It's an honor to speak with you, George. Thank you for having me on your show.
What DBA normally in business means doing business as, right after your name.
Yes.
Is that what that is?
No, it is not. It stands for Doctor of Business Administration.
All right. I love that. We're going to talk about the Zodiac. We'll talk about Ted Kaczynski. We'll talk about the tie-in that you have gotten together. But let's talk a little bit about the Zodiac Killer for a moment. It has gone unsolved. It happened in the 60s. What can you tell us about the Zodiac Killer, Mark?
Well, to me, it's one of the greatest stories I've ever encountered. It's a mystery on so many levels. It's not only an unsolved serial killing case, but there are many side issues within the case that are continuing to be debated to this day. It's one thing to not catch a killer and not know who's responsible for this series of events, but it's even more fascinating to discuss a number of cases beforehand, before the canonical five murders and after the canonical five murders, whether or not the Zodiac was involved with those, and various aspects of the case within those five. Differences of opinions, but also differences of facts. People involved in the case remember things differently, and they have differing accounts of what took place. So, you know, what is the actual series of events? How exactly did they take place? And to me, that's very fascinating.
They blame five murders on the Zodiac Killer, yet the Zodiac claimed in letters to newspapers that he killed 37 people. Do you think it's somewhere in between?
Almost certainly that number 37 is running up the tally, trying to invoke more fear among the citizens of the Bay Area. I am firmly convinced at least one of there is one prior to the canonical five that was the Zodiac. And a number that he has made reference to have not been solved. So we have to say, why haven't they been solved? Maybe he was involved in them.
Only one person, only one suspect was ever publicly named. His name is Arthur Lee Allen, a former elementary school teacher, convicted sex offender, but he died in 1992. Have you ruled him out, too?
I have. It's no wonder that the police took a very close look at him because there were a number of eerie coincidences that made him look like a good suspect. The problem is, if you dig into each one of those so-called coincidences, you realize that it may be nothing more than a coincidence and that he was not involved in them. A lot of people have made Arthur Lee Allen out to be this big, larger-than-life, scary villain and said, you know, because he's large and scary, that makes him a serial killer. But what always happens when we catch a serial killer is all the neighbors say, well, he was such a quiet person.
Yeah.
We never suspected anything of him. We would never believe that he would be involved in anything like that. And yet, every time there's an unidentified serial killer, people start looking for somebody who's big and scary. What got me off the Arthur Lee Allen case was the temperament and the mode of interacting with the world. Arthur Lee Allen was an attention-seeking individual that he would walk into the room and he would get attention one way or the other. If he couldn't get attention by being by doing something positive, he would do something negative or threatening or outrageous or inappropriate. He was very good at getting attention. Somebody like that does not need to write letters to the press to try to get attention of the people of the Bay Area. The characteristic of the letters, of what the Zodiac revealed of himself through his letters, was somebody who was much more quiet and introspective, probably somebody who didn't get a lot of attention in his life, somebody who was crying out for attention but didn't know how to get it in either appropriate or inappropriate means. And so the letters were his way of reaching out and making threats and scaring people and that way getting attention. And so to me, Arthur Lee Allen just did not match up with the Zodiac.
Mark, what got you interested in the Zodiac serial killer case?
I was first introduced to the case by a roommate back in college. We were both fans of true crime, and we were sharing with one another some of the books that we've read, and he said to me, have you ever heard of the Zodiac? And I hadn't. And I began to research it after he talked to me about it, and I was absolutely smitten with the case, that there's so many unanswered questions.
Indeed, indeed. Now let's talk a little bit about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Wasn't it his brother who turned him in?
Close. It was actually his sister-in-law, his brother's wife. David was very resistant to the idea that his brother was the Unabomber. Obviously, he didn't want to think that his brother was that person. He didn't know any violence in his brother, so it took his wife a while to actually convince him to take a close look at it and to take a close look at the Unabomber Manifesto and compare it to some of Ted's letters and some of Ted's writings. And it was her persistence that got David, Ted's brother, to consider the idea and actually be willing to go forward and approach attorneys and make contact with the FBI.
He's going to be 81 in May, still alive in prison, and will probably just die there, won't he?
That's correct. He was in Colorado for about 25 years. He was actually in Colorado for longer than he was in Montana in his little cabin. But in December of 2021, he was moved to North Carolina to a health facility. Now, obviously, the Department of Corrections is unable to say anything about his health condition. I haven't been able to confirm this, but rumor has it that he expressed through a letter to somebody that he has been diagnosed with cancer and told that he has 2 years, or that he had 2 years to live. So that would be December of this year. December of 2023 is when they expect his time to run out. So we could hear an announcement about him anytime.
Have you tried to interview him?
I have. I corresponded with him for a couple of years, back in 2009-2010.
And what happened?
Well, I got some very interesting letters from him. I got some Zodiac-like wording that he sent to me. And his final letter, I call it my exorcist letter, because it once he found out who I was, I contacted him under a guise of being interested in his manifesto. And I really kind of sucked up to him and told him how great he was and told him everything that a narcissist and sociopath would want to hear just to continue the dialogue. But once he found out that I was studying the Zodiac case, he sent me one final nasty, scathing letter, which was as much anger as he could provide, but it rang to me of the similar tone of the Zodiac's last confirmed letter.
Interesting.
The exorcist letter.
Now, the FBI and the San Francisco Police Department, based on what they say, fingerprint and handwriting comparison, ruled him out as a suspect. How do you handle that?
That's the word that's been going around. Somebody has posted that online, that those two departments have ruled them out. Neither of them have published anything or come right out and said that it couldn't be him. The best I could actually say is that some people within those departments have looked into him and were not able to make a match, and so they moved on. I know the FBI did a fingerprint comparison. At the same time, all of the fingerprints in the Zodiac case are from publicly available locations, and there is no guarantee that those are Zodiac fingerprints.
Why do you believe Kaczynski may be the Zodiac killer?
Why do I believe?
Yes, sir.
Well, the first thing that tipped me, actually, I should say, first of all, when I heard the idea, I thought it was a ridiculous idea.
He was there at the same time, wasn't he, in California?
He was indeed. He taught at UC Berkeley from 67 to 69, and he was in California in 66 interviewing for his position. The first canonical murder took place over the Christmas break during Kaczynski's final year as a professor, and 31 days, exactly 1 month after that, he tendered his resignation. His final day at UC Berkeley was June the 30th, 1969, and 4 days later, the murder at Blue Rock Springs Park took place. Following his time at Berkeley, there's a 2-year gap in Ted Kaczynski's life. He gave his parents' home address in Lombard, Illinois, as his mailing address, but he didn't stay there. His mother speaks of regular travels that he took away from that home. He would disappear suddenly without notice. So he wasn't completely based in that location. And the bulk of the Zodiac murders and the bulk of the Zodiac letters took place during that 2 lost years of Kaczynski's life.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now, he pled guilty to all his charges back in 1998. If he were the Zodiac killer, why wouldn't he just come clean on that too?
That's a very appropriate question. That's a question that a lot of people ask and a lot of people point out. The truth is that Ted Kaczynski does not want to be known as somebody who is mentally ill. He was given a provisional diagnosis of being schizophrenic by a court-appointed attorney following his arrest. He has adamantly declared that he is not mentally ill. If he were to admit to the Zodiac killings, he would be unable to make that claim that he wasn't mentally ill, because there's a lot of craziness that took place with that, especially the letters following the murders after he became, he turned to letter writing in lieu of killing once he was cited after the final canonical killing. His letters became more and more bizarre and more desperate because people weren't taking him seriously anymore. It appeared that he wasn't killing any longer. If he were to admit that he was the Zodiac, it would put into question all of his life's work in the Unabomber Manifesto,
right,
and
right,
claiming that he has a purpose in what he is doing and has a reason and a justification for murder.
And what specifically, Mark, do you think was the cause for you to believe that Kaczynski is the Zodiac killer?
Wasn't anything specific. I, in my research, gathered together evidence of six clusters of information that linked the two. I don't know if you want to go into those.
Yeah, please, go ahead, sure.
But the first indication, once I realized that, once I thought it was a crazy idea to link the two, then I recalled, oh yeah, the Zodiac included two bomb diagrams as part of his letters. And obviously, Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, is known for his designing and either setting or sending through the mail 16 bombs over the course of 17 years. The bombs that the Unabomber created, Kaczynski as the Unabomber, were very distinctive. The FBI was able to identify them quite easily because they contained redundancies, such as two dowels that would go through a pipe bomb instead of the usual one, or a backup system.
Yeah, he was very good at what he did.
He was extremely good. The two diagrams of the Zodiac bombs have either two circuits or one circuit used for two reasons with a cloudy day disconnect. So the intricacy appears evident in the Zodiac bombs as well. Another cluster has to do with mathematics. The Zodiac was into codes. He sent four codes as part of his letters. What are codes? They're symbols to solve. And where does coding come from? It comes not from the military. It comes from within mathematics. It's symbols, symbols that need to be solved. And so it was no surprise that Ted Kaczynski, as a mathematician, was very interested in coding. And as somebody who was a little bit paranoid, he put a lot of his journaling into codes. And when he was arrested, they found codes in his cabin that the FBI said they hadn't encountered such complex codes since the Cold War. And at least one of them they would not have been able to solve if it were not for the key that was also recovered from the cabin.
Well, he was a very intelligent person.
Extremely. His IQ was measured above 160. He skipped two grades, one in elementary school, one in high school, so he enrolled at Harvard at the age of 16 and then became one of the youngest professors hired by UC Berkeley math department.
And he hated that job, though, didn't he?
He did not do well at it because he was unable to socialize with people. His students gave him horrible feedback on his lectures. They said he didn't care about his students. He ignored questions. He just plowed through the material. He read through the book and then left, didn't keep his office hours. It's interesting that he only lasted about 2 years when he was student teaching, when he went to get his master's of mathematics. He lasted 2 years and then gave it up so that he could focus on his doctoral work. But then once he secured a full-time job with UC Berkeley, he only similarly lasted 2 years and then quit.
What was the most important piece of information that drove you to believe that Ted Kaczynski is the Zodiac killer?
Well, that's just it. It's not one item that's
just an accumulation of stuff.
One thing. It's very easy to say, oh, I noticed this connection, and then build a whole story around that.
Right.
for me, it was studying the case for several years before I realized that a lot of it congealed together into a single story. I'll tell you one extremely important connection, and that is the novel Secret Agent by Joseph Conrad. To me, reading it, it's almost a guide for the Zodiac work. It contains themes, it contains individual vocabulary items, phrases that almost seem to be an influence on the reader to be fascinated by or interested in or to actually go out and produce the Zodiac serial killer. And why is that significant? Because the Secret Agent is reportedly Ted Kaczynski's favorite book. He wrote to his family one time that if they wanted to understand him, he was a hard person to understand, but they needed to read that book, and they needed to especially take notice of a particular character, the professor within that book. And Kaczynski claimed to have read that book a dozen times. And I can see how rereading that book would have an influence on the letters that the Zodiac wrote.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.